Bodybuilding. How to lift for a long time. Or introduction to interval timers. You can find a free interval timer app or get a cheap no-brand clip-on version. An interval timer has two stopwatches, work and rest, and a numeric countdown for the number of rounds that you can handle. Warning! Interval timers are being used wrong. Their sole purpose is to eliminate your rest period. It is not to create a routine that lets you stop and stick with it, as that is not how our bodies adapt. Another warning. Sets and reps do not work. It is a myth born of bodybuilders showing off on TV, and then people lying that they know how bodybuilding works because they've seen it. But they don't. They didn't see it, and sets and reps could not be more useless. Lifting heavy for 30 seconds, if even that, does very little for our bodies. It just about maintains the muscle that we initially get after getting off the couch and showing up at the gym. To grow muscle, you must constantly and gradually add to your workout. And you can't add anything to an exercise that has already cornered you. In short, sets and reps are about lifting so heavy that you can't possibly lift heavier, and certainly not for any meaningful duration. An interval timer restores your workout, taking it back from the liars and pretenders and transforming it from lifting heavy to lifting whatever you can for a long time. You have to start at the beginning of the dumbbell rack with 3 pounds, maybe 5. It shouldn't be so light that you can lift more and never so heavy that you must stop. And then learn dumbbell lateral raise, standing dumbbell curls, and overhead shoulder press. At this point, you will need some 100 to 120 BPM songs, and then get ready to lift. One beat up, the next beat down. To configure your timer, use a regular stopwatch and time how long you can lift your dumbbells for. 1 minute, 5 minutes, whatever you can handle. That will be your workout duration. Now you have to get clever and figure out how long you need to rest to do the same again. Enter that as your rest duration. You will have to adjust the two slightly to be able to handle a 10 or 15 round session. And now you begin your training phase. It is not a workout yet. Just like joggers, you must first close your rest gaps. Once you are able to work out non-stop for 45 minutes or an hour, that will be the beginning of your real exercise routine. You can leave your interval timer at home then, and aim to lift heavier dumbbells, and then faster music, and when ready, add 15 or 30 minutes to your non-stop workout, aiming to work out a minimum of 2 hours, 5 days a week, as soon as possible. See, bodybuilding is quick and easy. You just got to give your body a chance to adapt with light dumbbells. And then you need to get rid of those darn rest gaps, which almost seem to reset the entire exercise, kind of making it meaningless. Bottom line is this. If you lift your weights for just about 30 seconds and only right about until you cut off your circulation, you will get little muscles, no larger than what you need for a 30-second lifting session. But if you start lifting for 2 or 3 hours nonstop, almost every day, always adding a pound or two, speeding up your songs or extending the duration, your body will not stop adapting. It will continue growing to handle the new challenges. And let me make something clear. Bodybuilding is not about aesthetics. It is a life extension technique. You just kind of don't really age.